The Hot Circumgalactic Medium of the Milky Way, New Insights from XMM Newton Observations, by Sauradip Bhattacharya et al. We present XMM Newton observations around the sightline of Mark 421. The emission spectrum of the Milky Way Circumgalactic Medium, CGM, shows that a two-phase model is a better fit to the data compared to a single-phase model. In addition to the warm-hot virial phase at log, equals 6.33 to 0.02 carat plus 0.03, a hot supervirial phase at log, equals 6.88 to 0.07 carat plus 0.08 is required. Furthermore, we present observations of five fields within 5 degrees of the primary field. Their spectra also require a two-phase model at warm-hot and hot temperatures. The hot phase, first discovered in Das et al., 2019, appears to be widespread. By chemical tagging we show that emission from the supervirial phase comes from the L-shell transitions of Fe18 Fexi, and that the range of temperatures probed in emission is distinct from that in absorption. We detect scatter in temperature and emission measure, M, in both the phases, and deduce that there is small-scale density and homogeneity in the MWCGM. The emitting gas likely has higher density, possibly from regions close to the disk of the MW, while the absorption in the virial phase may arise from low-density gas extended out to the virial radius of the MW. The presence of the supervirial phase far from the regions around the galactic center implicates physical processes unrelated to the activity at the galactic center. Hot outflows resulting from star formation activity throughout the galactic disk are likely responsible for producing this phase. This was the Hot Circumgalactic Medium of the Milky Way, New Insights from XMM Newton Observations, by Sauradip Bhattacharya et al.